The building number three was the house of Uncle Bahit and Auntie Farida. In Egyptian, they have this expression that says, Ahsan Nas, which means the best people. They were the best people. We used to take our break in front of their houses, and all the kids of the neighborhood used to join us. I was impressed and amazed, actually, by the kids of Manshiat Nasser. For the first few days, they were always refusing anything that we were offering them, either a snack or a drink. So I asked Auntie Farida, why is that? And she told me they teach their kids to refuse anything from somebody that they don't know, because maybe this person needs it more than they do. So at this exact point, I realized actually the Zareb community was the ideal context to raise the topic of perception. We need to question our level of misconception and judgment we can have, you know, as a society upon communities based on their difference. I remember how we got delayed on Uncle Ibrahim's house when his pigs that were bred on the rooftop were eating the sandbags that hold the lift. Yeah. The house of Uncle Bahit and Auntie Farida was this kind of meeting point. Everybody used to gather there. I think this is what Uncle Ibrahim meant when he said that was the project of peace and unity, because I really felt that people were coming together. Everyone was greeting us with a smile, offering us a drink, or inviting us in their own house for lunch, you know? And sometimes you're on the first level of a building, somebody opens his window and offers you some tea, and then the same thing happens on the second floor, and you keep going all the way to the top.